Welcome or welcome back to Readability. If you didn't know already, this is a kid podcast that's all about reading. Don't know a good book to read? Visit Readability and I'll help you out. Every Saturday, I'll either read, review, or recommend different books just for you. Lay back and listen to this week's episode. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of Readability. This week, I wanted to give some quick tips and well-needed ones for me especially on how to overcome or get over a reading slump. If you don't know what a reading slump is or don't read, basically it means something has occurred. If that's burnout, reading a really good book or a really bad book or something else that makes you very unmotivated to read anything. Yes, I am currently in a reading slump, and it's kind of bad and really hard to do this podcast and reviews while I'm not reading any books. So here are some tips that have helped me in the past get out of reading slumps, and I hope they help. So let's get started. Tip number one, reread old favorites. This is definitely one of the most helpful tips out of the ones I'll be giving. If you don't have any motivation to read books, read the books that got you into reading. For me, this was, especially for this reading slump, I reread Red, White, and Royal Blue, mainly because it was similar to my favorite TV show. A book I really enjoyed and decided to reread. I don't even think I finished it, but like I was close enough. Did it get me back into reading? Not necessarily. So I might have to try the Lunar Chronicles, the Grisha Trilogy, Percy Jackson maybe, or another YA fantasy that's because it's my favorite genre. But this can really help rekindle that love of reading through old favorites. Tip number two, similarly, read some of your favorite author's other works. If the first tip doesn't help, this is definitely another one to try. If you've read a couple or so books from an author you really like, an example for me would be The Lunar Chronicles by Marissa Meyer, reading other books written by said author might be something to try out. For example, Marissa Meyer has also written Heartless. So with this tip, you're reading something new, but by an author you trust and enjoy. I should probably keep this one in mind and finally read Heartless by Marissa Meyer. Tip number three, try other genres. This tip might not be the best for everyone, but it's definitely something to try. Maybe the reason you can't read anything is because you've gotten tired of the genre you've been reading, so don't be scared to try out some other, different genres. Even if they're out of your comfort zone, you could find a new favorite book or genre just because you had the guts to try out something new. This is quite hard if you're in a reading slump because you just don't feel like trying out, reading at all. It's rough, but worth it. If you're a romance or contemporary reader, maybe try fantasy and vice versa. There are so many different kinds of books to read. Tip number four, don't rush the reading slump. Take a break. Contrary to what I said earlier, you could just take a break from reading and chill out for a bit. It's kind of relaxing. That's what I've been doing. But for me, it can be a little overwhelming just knowing how much reading I'm missing out on. But sometimes a break is very necessary. Maybe the reason you're in a slump is because you've been reading too much. So just taking a needed break always helps. Highly recommend. Tip number five, or force it. Set times every day to read. So contrary to the previous one, maybe you should just force yourself to read. This is kind of what I'm doing now, setting times each night to read for at least an hour of my book. I would do this routine after taking a long break from reading and slowly start implementing it back into your schedule because it's a really good hobby to have and actually keep consistently. The times to read every night or every day don't have to be very long. It could even be a chapter or 15 pages a day. Just something to make reading a book a part of your everyday routine. It's really, really helpful. And that's a wrap for this week's episode. I hope you got something out of it, if that was tips or a better understanding of how difficult it is to get out of a reading slump. Hopefully, I can get back into reading and start reading a lot more books so I actually have something to review on this podcast. But as I said, I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you all next week with another episode of Readability. Keep reading, folks. Bye-bye.